using conversion optimization tools to validate new markets.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
It's the Conversion Scientist Podcast. I'm Brian Massey, the Conversion Scientist. This column originally appeared on Marketing Land on November the 12th, 2015. Visit Marketing Land at www.marketingland.com and look for the Analytics and Conversion column. If you'd like to learn more about conversion and how to improve conversion rates on your site, visit the Conversion Scientist, www.conversionscientist.com. In my years as a conversion scientist, I've had the opportunity to diagnose hundreds of online businesses. They come to us with underperforming websites, and I have to determine the root of the problem. Is the product something people want? Is the traffic the right quality? Is the messaging on the site communicating the value proposition compellingly? I'm asking the same question that our prospects are. Should we invest in that? For me, the question is a bit more specific. Can we optimize this site enough to increase revenues, to cover our fees, and much more? If the product or traffic isn't right, I have to say no. These are the challenges entrepreneurs face as well. For this reason, the folks at Tech Ranch Austin asked me to talk to their Venture Forth entrepreneurs about validating markets for their ideas. These entrepreneurs are looking for funding, partners, employees, and customers for an idea that may not have launched yet. While I technically don't do market validation for a living, I do have some tools in my pocket. Here's what I told them. Secondary research, it gives you the big picture. In general, secondary research is any source of market data that tells you what someone else knows about your marketplace. It's where you go to get validation for your idea. It's where you assemble the big picture. Analyst reports, marketing studies, market share aggregations, and demographic databases can be used to estimate the size of a potential market. My recommendation to the entrepreneurs is to hire a few hours of a great researcher's time for this. You can always tell an entrepreneur who has relied too much on secondary research. Their pitch to an investor includes something like, "If we just get 0.1% of this market, we're $100 million company." Most investors are too smart to fall for this. Primary research brings the harsh truth. Primary research is what you learn about your marketplace from the people who might pay for your product or service. There are two kinds of research, qualitative and quantitative. I've said this before in this column. Qualitative research is the study of individual behaviors. Quantitative research is the study of groups of people. Qualitative research includes interviews, surveys, focus groups, taste tests, and user feedback. Quantitative research includes sales data, analytics, statistically significant trials, and what I call the MVNP test. I'll tell you a little bit more about that. So the challenge of market validation. The true question you're asking when validating a market is not how many people have the problem and the money and motivation to fix it. This is the total market. Of those people who would buy your thing, there's only a portion of them that you can reach. You may want to sell cave floor coverings to hermits, but the nature of the hermit marketplace makes them unreachable. The portion of your market that can be reached by advertising, TV, word of mouth, search, etc. is the maximum limit of your addressable market. More limiting than this is how much of an addressable market you can afford to reach. The cost of reaching a marketplace is inversely related to your ability to convert them to customers. For a new or non-existent product, this makes your total test market small indeed. Your ability to test a marketplace is a function of reach plus salience. Not only do you need to reach them, you need the right words to convince them that they should purchase. You may reach a valid market, but if you don't use the right words or feature the right benefits, they may never know your amazing product was put before them. So I want to introduce you to the maximum viable non-product, the MVNP. Now, the lean movement has made the MVP, or the minimum viable product, a staple of product development. The idea is that you build a product with the minimum set of features necessary to test it in the marketplace, and then you launch it. This style of development lends itself well to online software products, or SaaS products. It is less effective for hard products. It doesn't address the issue of how to talk about the product to the market. How do we find the right value proposition to truly test the product? I recommend using the tools of a conversion scientist. To do so, I recommend developing a maximum viable non-product, the MVNP. This is a page, website, or prototype that tests your ability to get people to act on your message. You've seen websites that present a new online service but only allow you to request an invitation. With the proper analytics, these sites are measuring how many visitors came, which took advantage of the offer, and where they came from. Many require that they share the service on social media to qualify for an invitation. This tests the social efficacy of your phantom service. Try different messages to see if you can find a winner that drives these invitations. This data will tell you if you can afford to reach your market, what your conversion rates are, and what language will drive your ultimate sales. This is the data you can take to investors, partners, and potential employees. It's hard data and highly relevant. You want to design an MVNP that tests your message as close to purchase as possible. One of the TechRanch entrepreneurs was selling niche tours to Europe. She wanted to know if she could fill a tour in Spain, a new country for her business. I proposed that she put up a page offering the Spain tour. It would take the visitor all the way through until it was time to ask for a credit card. Then a notice would tell them that the tour is no longer available. In this case, the maximum viable non-product included the plans for the trip, the locations, and the price. She wouldn't have to do any of the actual booking, nor put down any deposits. And at the end of this test, she would have a list of people who had tried to buy the tour. A ready market to sell future tours to. Use anything that you have for your MVNP. Ideally, you will want to test the number of people that would actually click buy. However, you can also test invitations or ask for an email to inform them when the product is ready. You can even test different price points for your MVNP. The upshot of this is that it's often cheaper to launch a landing page or a microsite than to create an MVP, a minimum viable product. You are testing the effectiveness of your message before investing in features. You're validating a market without risking lots of capital. How do you get visitors to your MVNP site? There are a number of ways to get them there. If you can't get some traffic to your site at a reasonable price, then your total accessible market may be too small. Here are some ways to get qualified investors to your site. Use search ads like AdWords. Use targeted social ads, like Facebook ads. Try the niche crowdfunding sites that are growing, like Indiegogo. Use a mailing list that you got from a complimentary product or a joint venture. And don't forget the qualitative approach as well. The MVNP is a very quantitative approach. But before investing in ad traffic, you might consider collecting individual input on your MVNP before testing it. There are a number of online resources to gain feedback on your MVNP before you launch it. These include usertesting.com, verifyapp.com, and Google Consumer Surveys to see what people think of your MVNP and message. The company Udemy did this with one of their landing pages before doing a formal split test, and they saw a 246% increase in clicks for one of their courses. It's as important to validate that you can market a product as it is to validate that there is a market for a product. Building a maximum viable non-product may be less expensive than building a minimum viable product and can deliver the data you need to get your idea funded and staffed. Thank you for listening. Find out how we use these tools to increase revenue and conversion rates on sites just like yours. Visit www.conversionsciences.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Brian Massey.